And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Sounds like grandma's fucking wall clock, man. Sounds like grandfather clock. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but like the 18-inch model.
Yeah. Well, we're back at Garage Sale Glow. Listening to a chintzy Bluetooth speaker.
Get me out of this pot. And if you know that reference, you're way too old like me.
I don't know that reference.
Ruby, ruby, woo.
I don't remember that one. Well, we just hit our first garage sale.
And boy, was it a hard sale.
Jesus Christ. I kind of felt that one coming. I mean, it wasn't awful, but it's just like, the guy had some nervous energy and was just like nervous talking, and you couldn't look at anything without him going, oh, that's blah, and start like... Get, like fiddling around with everything in front of you.
Yeah, if you
like,
said one thing, it was going to trigger an avalanche of a response.
Yeah, and he was going to start digging around right where you were, and it's just like...
Easy there, big fella.
Stepping on your own garage sale, dude. Just let him buy just stuff.
Let the kids shop.
Right? It's also a recipe for confusion. Because all his tables are differently priced, are like, you know, per table. But instead of putting like a blue dot on the things that are 25 cents on the 25 cent table, he just threw them on the 25 cent table.
Right.
So people are going to get piles of stuff.
But it appears that he knows what everything is. He knows.
Sort of. Well, yeah. Because he had stuff on some table, and he's just like, oh, that I'm just sorting. I still need to sort that. That looks like that would be this or that. And then when you got to the actual, like, the games that I saw that were interesting, $100, $75.
Right. Well, there's an explanation for that.
Yeah. He's getting the eBay price. His eBay, he's...
Well, they were for somebody. He was selling him for somebody else, he said.
Yeah. Somebody...
And it passed away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then... What do they care how much he gets for him?
Well, maybe his widow does. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it just occurred to me, check this out. Hey, my new vape.
Ooh. Peach iced tea?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And peach iced tea, let's just mention this is iced tea. As in, hey, aren't you? Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that's me.
Iced tea. CBS, every Thursday night. 8 p.m. Be there.
No, body count. I'm doing the body count.
I know
iced
you
tea,
are.
Man. I don't want that TV tea. I want my body count tea.
I saw high tea. I saw body count.
Yeah, me too. Which one? Did you see him at...
I saw him at the Penny Arcade.
At the Penny Arcade. That's the one I saw.
Yeah.
A lot of people also saw him at Lollapalooza, which was one of the first, like... Sure. I think that's where they came out.
Cause right. That was our
first, yeah. Ice-T was in Lollapalooza, and he would just use body count as a surprise at the end of his set. I think Sparacino was at that show.
Yeah, because Jane's Addiction was the first. It was like the first or second one.
Yeah. That was quite a show to catch. Anyway, we are on the road again. It looks like...
We didn't even talk about what we got.
Oh,
kind of, sort of, because it was so just... I got something that was free, and then I also got, like, a Scholastic How to Draw book.
I saw that.
That one actually looks pretty interesting. Just, I'd like to keep it, because it's kind of fun, and the art's actually very good in it. It's very cartoony, and, but well-done cartoony, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some quality. Speaking of quality... We're about ready to head into the heart of the dragon, so to speak. Once again, Miranda Quiet giveth with another 25 house neighborhood sale. So, if before that, though, we're going to be hitting up this other place, two blocks, actually Carmen Camilio's old street, where they've got like a whole stack of records he wants to get rid of with the Clash on the front. That looks pretty good.
It depends on which Clash.
I'm just saying that if he's got one Clash record...
Yeah, that's a good sign. It's definitely a good sign.
It's two blocks from the House of Guitars. So.
Yeah. That says there might be some good 70s alternative stuff there, which is this, like a lot of the stuff I want. Most of those records we got last week, I don't know if I could part with them.
No, I'm not.
My most valuable one was the Donald Fagen, The Nightfly,
really?
Which is the one I was the most excited about listening to. Yeah, actually, I think those records are better to hang on to because they are in such good... Like, they don't have a pop or a click in them. I played two of them so far that after I cleaned them, and they're just like... She wasn't lying when she said she played them once.
If I ever get the space, and I'm already starting to get to that place of... Like the redemption tour for me, because as you know, I had a very large record collection back in the day. But on my 30th birthday, I got a letter in the mail telling me there was a flood in my storage space, and I wasn't smart enough to get a table. It wiped out, I don't know, 4 feet worth of records, plus all of my Johnny Bueno radio shows.
The sad thing is like. You can clean those records, but it's just the cases get ruined, and then they get moldy and mildewy and stuff.
Yeah, the only thing that I kept out of that was my Frank Zappa program from his last tour. I wasn't going to throw that away.
Yeah,
I tried the best I could, and you know what I mean.
But, yeah.
So it was nice to get all those records last week. I haven't posted them yet, but. Man, everyone's on the road today. It's 8:55. Look at that. We are like already hit our first sale. All the sales.
That we got that guy before you even opened.
Well, he opened at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I wanted to go there first because it was the way.
Yeah.
Hit him, and then now we're getting her.
What did I get? I got a Captain Underpants book.
We gotta talk out of your mouth like this before into a lot of
What else did I get there?
I just realized that my mother is one of those ladies from last year that talks about the time of my mother.
Sure, she has had a stroke?
No. This is how she talks because she's trying to keep it cool, you know what I mean? Anyways, you can't even find your shit, can you?
The Mysterious Island Classics Illustrated Library, the elementary school library version, which those I used to read those like crazy as a kid. I don't remember what the other two are. All kiddie books. Nothing too exciting. His garage sale. It looked like it could be exciting.
Yeah, I spent a full 25 cents. And I wouldn't even give him the justification of a quarter. I gave him 2 dimes and a nickel.
Oh, yeah. That guy thinks he's a very interesting person, and he's not at all. He's a very, out of a stamp type quirky guy. He probably says doll hairs instead of dollars.
You mean to tell me, has a couple of toothpick sculptures maybe sitting around his house? He may have put together.
Maybe. No, not that creative. No, he plays Crimes Against Humanity and thinks he's with his friends, and they're like, "We're edgy, you know. We're getting feisty here with our game." Anyway.
Then we could squeeze them, and they would produce delicious
juice. If only we could turn our heads. All right. We're in the middle of a neighborhood sale in Irondequoit. Johnny Bueno's going through his 60s Mad magazines that he got.
Yeah, issues.
Beautiful covers. They're in decent shape, too.
This is the one I don't think I have. The one with Kennedy on the cover.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. October of 61.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do remember when he died, right?
No. He died?
No, when he died.
He died? That Are you telling me John F. Kennedy's dead?
I'm saying that in October of 61, he's sitting here holding his head, and like the next month, he got shot in the head.
Wait, you think Kennedy's dead?
Well, I thought so.
Maybe. All right, you can be a sucker, dude, if you want.
Okay. Kang or Kodos. Your turn. You can tell what you got.
I got the novelization for Slapshot. I don't know if this came before. I think it says now a major motion picture, so I guess it was a book before. So I got the book that Slapshot was based on or the novelization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not rich enough to get mad, so I got Sick Magazine.
Yeah. Well, you are what you buy.
I bought it because it has
a
review of the Pink Panther in it for some reason. Like an actual review. Lots of records. George Carlin, Toledo Window Box. The soundtrack to A Man Called Dagger. Music by Steve Allen. I don't know if it's that Steve Allen. Some John Barry soundtrack called The Knack and How to Get It. Dr. Goldfoot. And the Girl Bombs soundtrack, a Vincent Price movie, a compilation album of biker songs, Shaft's Big Score soundtrack, which would probably be worth something if it wasn't all taped together. This one might be a little, this movie is crazy movie called Joe.
Hey, Joe.
It's
what are you doing with that gun in your hand?
Yeah, he's gonna go shoot some hippies, is what it is. It's a crazy Peter Boyle movie about a 60s sort of like Punisher. Archie Bunker type that goes postal,
like a Punisher.
Yes,
on hippies.
Yes, a hippie Punisher. Thick as a Brick by Jethro Tull, the only Jethro Tull album I want that I would listen to, with the Newspaper in it.
Very nice.
This also might be the Something Wild soundtrack. This one might be because this is full of 80s songs that were made for the movie. And A Clockwork Orange. Not only that, but I have just discovered, I didn't see this when I bought it, it's the gatefold.
Yeah.
Clockwork Orange. I've never seen the gatefold. It's very rare. I had no idea I had just bought it. Buck. I got the Batman official book of the movie and the Monty Python encyclopedia.
Very nice. And I got a bunch of records that I scooped before you got a chance to look at them.
Yeah. I'll remember that next time I spot a box of comics, buddy.
Hey, I let you look at the second box of records, right? The ones that you were just looking at, I just looked at the CDs
yes.
instead.
Yes, you did.
I was like, alright, I'll you let
did.
You look at
and
those.
And I actually got records that I want. Like, yeah, I'm not crying over any of those records except for Xanadu.
Xanadu.
I did not see Xanadu.
Yep,
I got maybe we could come up with a trade.
Yeah,
on
we
that.
Could definitely work with some trades on this. I got three different Foghat records, including Foghat Live, which is pretty interesting. Southside Johnny, still on the shrink.
I've got that one, too.
Cat Scratch Fever by the man himself, the Motor City Madman, Steve Martin, Wild and Crazy Guy, Urban Cowboy motion picture soundtrack, because you know me and my Johnny T with the gatefold. I love it when he's got the beard there. That's good stuff. George Carlin's Class Clown. What else?
I think Class Clown was the first one where he went, where he started swearing.
Right. Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun.
Children of the Sun.
And then Roy Clark's Greatest Hits.
Yep. Is that a Time Life? That's like
ABC.
ABC, okay, yeah. I have one with Roy Clark, and it's Time Life, and it looks very similar to that, but
And then I also got like a bunch of CDs for a buck a piece, including U2's Best Of, Santana's Supernova, Cream of Clapton, some three different...
Cream of Clapton.
That sounds delish.
Yeah.
Best of Simon and Garfunkel. These are all to sell. Ronan Tynan and three Trombone Shorty CDs, which, you know, I like them and a lot of other people do too, so...
Okay. I mean, I imagine many people like Trombone Shorty if he's making CDs.
Yeah. But, I mean, he plays at the Jazz Fest every year. He's a big hit.
Oh, okay.
He's out in New Orleans.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, no, he's really popular. So, for $1 a piece, I can't go wrong. I could flip them if I wanted to for $5 each. So, wow, this is interesting. It's the first time we've done this where we've actually been in the back seat and doing a play-by-play.
Something a little different.
You don't accuse me
switching
of driving
it
off. You're driving off the road, man.
You
gotta keep it on the road. It's like, yeah,
is that,
now
is that what I sound like?
Well, when you're whiny. When you're whiny, you are.
All I'm saying, everybody, Johnny Bueno, he'll slide into the other lane every once in a while.
Well, that was last year. This year we've actually got the maps right here in front of us. Hey, there's the competition right there. Pulling up his shorts.
It was funny because we were talking about this guy's garage sale as we were coming up on it, because we go to it every year. Literally, I've been to with every single garage sale person that I've gone garage sale gloating with. We've been at his, and we're talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, it's the same guy every year, but I always find something there. And I did. I found the Slapshot and the Sick magazine or
last
whatever
year I got all the Superman and Batman cards.
Yeah.
And I was really excited about that.
Yeah, and his prices aren't great, but they're not bad. They're acceptable. He knows. And as soon as we walked up, he's like, I've seen you. You guys were here last year. And we were like, yeah, and the year before that. And the year before that.
There's our seller right here. Second one on average.
All right. Well, we got to go. We got more sales.
Well, it's been a while since we...
We'll be checking back in soon enough.
Louie.
We picked up some just stuff here and there. Mostly like DVDs and little stuff. Nothing really cool. The coolest thing I got maybe so far is that toilet paper dispenser, which is also it's a fired handmade clay naked man with a little wiener on him. He's also a whistle, and it's called the Farting Farmer, and it's a toilet paper roll hanger. So yeah, that's
I got a few records. I got a few CDs.
Oh yeah,
I got some CDs. I got that Clapton. Was it the Cream of Clapton?
Yeah, Cream of Clapton. Fucking. Cream of Clapton is not as lucky as people think about it, because, like, one of the last products of Cream of Clapton went tumbling out of a hotel window.
And to double down on that, I got the Golden Throats, the Great Celebrity Sing-Off by Rhino. On cassette for 50 cents.
Which one? Is it the original? Does it have Shatner on it?
Yes.
Shatner and Nimoy on it?
That's, Leonard Nimoy doing Proud Mary.
Yeah, that's the original. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. Just, he was not made to sing Proud Mary.
No. Or If I Had a Hammer.
That's my favorite. All over this land.
So, there's a few other CDs here and there that I picked up. But, overall, pretty successful media day.
Yep.
We started at 8:30. We're pulling into the Bueno household at almost exactly at 12 o'clock. Nice pit stop.
I'm chugging my Monster Energy drink right now, so that's about to happen. And look at my Monster Energy drink. It's got Eagle. I didn't even notice this when I bought it. Eagles. It's got a monster truck with an American flag. The Eagle, of course, has an American flag hat on. This is probably a 4th of July birthday I also just remembered, who gives a shit about a 250th birthday, right? It's the 300. That's what we're shooting
250
for.
250 is pretty big.
Okay.
I saw a sign yesterday in the ultimate who really gives a shit. It's like, so, like, it's bad enough that, like, the country's turning 250. East Rochester is also turning 250 years old. Not Rochester, but East Rochester.
Yeah, I know East Rochester was one of the early settlements here, but it was that early? I guess there was stuff here then, but...
Can you imagine being from, like, out of town and, like...
Whoa. Okay, well, I mean, if it was East Rochester, that means Rochester was already there.
Right.
So what's... Rochester is, like, what? Like, older than 250?
I think so.
Make no sense to me. Anyway. All right.
I live in Irondequoit. That was, like, settled thousands of years ago by Native Americans, so...
Yes.
And that's what
I got a book by Andy Warhol that's like a weird paperback book. So strange. Yeah, no, I guess nothing else to really report.
Okay, well, yeah. Time for a break. And, I don't know.
We'll be back.
I'll be
caffeinated and obnoxious by then.
Speaking of obnoxious, we're trying to go straight. The last garage sale, we're trying to go straight on a right-hand turn. And everyone kept on honking their horns at me. So what did I do?
It was just that one guy in the big white truck.
No, there was someone behind him honking, too. And so what did I do? I broke the law. I drove through the red light. And then we both flipped them the bird.
We gave him a stereo. I know what we missed. I screwed up on the recording. The dumb people.
Oh, yeah. We got to come back to that.
Yes.
I'm thirsty.
The little girl on a bike with her mom and dad, and she goes, "Mom, I'm thirsty. What do I do?" And mom goes, "Well, you drink something." She goes, "Mom, I don't have anything to drink." And then mom said, "Drink your lead, darling." And then we go into the garage sale, just looking past these people, and we're looking at this little plastic toy that looks like one of the banana splits, but I don't think it was. And it was, like, kind of dirty, and, like, the decals were coming off it.
It was hammered.
And we're, like, looking at it, and the guy goes, "That's three.
$3.
$3. Yeah, no shit. Okay, he goes, I don't want to give it away, but I want to at least get something for it. But I want to give whoever buys it a little room to make some money." Yeah, the big money's pouring in on this thing. So, there was a lot of industry in Rochester, let's just say that. So there's a few... few little zones where you live where you might be breathing in some little brain killer dust or something like that. Yeah, you know, you're building up some colloidal silver in your body, but it's not worth the brain damage. All right. Anyway.
Mercury says what?
What?
Shit.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about to happen.
Guys, I'm really sorry you had to hear this. Yeah, we're having some issues with my brain. We'll be back when this is over.
I'm okay.
Did that pizza not agree with you?
It's fine. That pizza is good. It was okay.
It was nice and doughy. You know, a jar to eat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm kind of nice and doughy too, so what are you going to do about it?
At least you got a real dick.
So we just went to a digger of a garage sale. Dig, dig Kong, dig.
It was fun to dig.
Yeah.
There's nobody around, nice and quiet.
A weird selection of DVDs.
Very strange.
I got some weird, like, comic DVDs. They like don't have like names of like the cast of the. I thought it was a cartoon, so I'm like, okay, maybe it's like, it must be like one of those like where you're just watching the comic page with a like limited. But then again, it doesn't have any voice acting things, but it says they're 81 minutes long, and one of them's like a Wolverine one, and the other one's like a Iron Man Extreme.
How much was he charging you for the DVDs?
$2.
That's what he said to me, but...
Yeah, I
worked them down.
Yeah, I was at, like, 14, and I got it down to 10.
I was at 13 and got it down to 10. It's like, come on, man. I got four spiral-bound notebooks, but they were all... what do you want to call it? They're all DC 80s comics ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got a 3-pack still in a shrink of Star Wars folders. Like, I think it was Mandalorian, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't see him.
And then I also got, I got in the shrink, the Nature Boy Ric Flair DVD.
Yeah. Looked like a sort of like best of.
Yeah.
Or like just compilation.
I
it looked
another,
like it had animated stuff in it, too, which would be cool.
This is where International Paper is. You want to know why? Because they ship up and down the river.
Not too far from Canada, really.
No. All right, so...
I got the first season of G.I. Joe.
That sells well. I had season 1.1 last year, and I'm pretty sure I sold that for like $25 at the Village Gate Toy Show. So, that's a
good
one. I got
the original Mad Max, which I've needed for my collection. Now I need to get Furiosa and Fury Road.
Where's the sale?
Right there.
Kind of hard to miss.
Welcome back. We've hit a bunch of little clusters in neighborhoods. Oh, look at this blow-up patriotic raccoon here.
God bless him.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And the dog, too.
He looks like he's blind. He looks like he's got a American flag eye patch on each eye instead of sunglasses. But, it's been... interesting.
This has been a fun little neighborhood sale. Neighborhood we don't normally go to too much.
Oh, here's one. Back in the...
There's
one up here,
too. Driveway sale.
Not
a garage sale.
It was looking heavy on, like, clothing and sheets and stuff like that.
Underground with no tables.
Yeah.
And then this one's all tables. Three tables.
It looks like mostly cups and cutlery and... Anyway.
Ooh, that sounds like bookworm music from Batman 66.
And I believe this is Star Trek.
Roddy
but
McDowell.
No.
Anyways.
No, now we're into some, like, yeah, this sounds like some, maybe this might be the Tron soundtrack, the original Wendy Carlos. But let's see. What Johnny Bueno just found a DVD copy of
Caligula. Caligula.
Starring Roddy here, Malcolm McDowell, not Roddy McDowell. That's Planet of the Apes. This is starring Clockwork Orange, and I got the Clockwork Orange, so I got a Roddy or Malcolm McDowell twofer. Did I ever tell you about when I met Malcolm McDowell?
No.
He was at the first, I believe it was Dragon Con that Scott Gardner and I went to, and he was sitting there with a mother and her daughter, just like. He looked so bored and angry to be there until he would get like a middle-aged woman and her daughter and would sit there and be like, "Let me tell you, ladies, about the movies I was in." And probably like if they got him to the bar, he's like, "Let me tell you about the filming of Caligula." But anyway, I got Caligula. I got a DVD of The Legend of Boggy Creek, a great Bigfoot movie from the 70s, and The Black Stallion. An awesome movie. That looks like a lot of household items that somebody was a couponer. It looks like a couponer sale. Also, I got a hardcover Essential Tales of H.P. Lovecraft. So, this looks like it's getting torn down. Yeah. Everything's kind of like run down here. This one looks like it might be
worse.
This
is my sister's old street. Matter of fact, that's her house right there.
Really? Grasha, your sister's old place? You guess we got to hit it, right?
No, that's her house right there. But her husband's band lives there now.
Oh.
They're from Africa.
So I also picked up some records in another place. Straubs, which are sort of a folk rock band. Oh my god. Come on, people.
I'm gonna pull a cord on this area. While you talk, I'm gonna start shopping.
Finding a new place. Yeah. I got I made two little risks of like maybe sell on eBay. The Straubs, a folk rock band that a couple of my friends were really into, and I found them bland and boring. But I got a Straubs album. And the original soundtrack recording of When the Boys Meet the Girls, featuring Ermine Zervitz, Connie Francis, Harve Presnell, no idea who Harve Presnell is, Sam the Shams and the Pharaoh, that's Willy Bully, Liberace, Louis Armstrong, and of course, Ermine Zervitz. Bloody Ermine Zervitz! And of course has Monkey See Monkey Do by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And then the record, a beautiful copy of the band Blood Rock. And if I'm correct, Blood Rock was a band that was in the movie Stunt Rock by Brian Trenchard Smith. Directed by Brian Trenchard Smith, and they were a very D&D like I believe they would put on a very Alice Cooper-y dramatic show with one guy dressed as a wizard. But
if I would describe this neighborhood sale, I'd call it chump rock.
Yeah, this is a lot of just left, you know. Maybe there's a lot of leftovers from Thursday and Friday. That's what those are, you know.
It's a lot of people in a neighborhood with not a lot of money trying to sell stuff.
We're seeing a lot of nice gardens in people's yards, though.
Someone decided to hang on. Stop and turn left all of a sudden. You don't do that on this road.
No. No, it's not on the Fury Road. Somebody just got witnessed. All right.
Yeah!
Not that kind of witness.
Sorry.
More of a,
sorry.
Witness me, blood bag! And then you jump into the enemy car. All right. We'll be back.
This next place should be interesting. Remember, did you see the one that I sent you the link about with the fine art? It's an estate sale.
Oh.
Did you see that one?
I did see it. I didn't look at it.
It's we'll see what happens in the last hour of the sale, if there's going to be any sort of negotiation.
Last time we went to a fine art estate sale, we got Malkovich head, so...
Yeah.
Here's hoping, fingers crossed.
Did you buy that? Did you buy Being Don Malkovich?
I think I did.
You did buy that movie.
I think I did.
I threw a few bones at you today.
Yeah.
Movie Here's your bones. Barbecue.
That's my barbecue.
Weird.
Welcome back to Garage Sale Gloat. We just went to a couple
estate sales,
dead people sales.
And I didn't buy one goddamn thing.
One was a fine art sale.
Jesus.
They had Jesus. This guy's got a Michael Myers bumper sticker, but Michael Myers has like a giant 2.5-foot butcher knife in his hand. Jesus Christ. Overcompensating there a little bit, Myers. And a 20-sided die. Nerd! Nerd! Yeah, I know you can read my lips. Oh, there's some bikers going by, nerd. Watch out. They might fucking drag your underwear up to your brain cells, buddy. Anyway. First one was a fine art one. They had Salvador Dali prints and shit in there. Lots of, what's that guy's name? The Spanish guy that was from around here that was big.
Oh.
You know, that does the
I blocked it all
faces.
Out because of the hard sale. I got it. I basically...
Yeah, that's right. Right in the door, this guy pissed Jack off by trying to hard sell, like, just not letting it go. Whoa. Okay, Michael Myers. Now Michael Myers is really trying to fucking kill. They got a boat on top and it just started fucking sliding off the top of their car ahead of us. Jesus Christ. But he just started in with the hard sell. Come on, you need a car. And Jack's saying stuff like, I don't really know much about these sports cars. I don't really care. Maybe it's, well, come on. I want,
it's half price. What's the Santa box? $75. I'll do 20. I'm like, 15.
15. It's just like, Jesus Christ, dude. So I just slide right into the house and... got past that. I found some stuff. I found like a yardstick cane, like a nice.
Yeah.
It's not really a yard. It's a yardstick, but it's like a 1x1, you know.
Yeah.
The four sided.
Cool.
It's really nice. It's very comfortable in the hand. And I got a couple. Oh, that's right. I got a DVD with like 10 fantasy movies on it. And they just threw the picture in of whoever's kid that was in the suit for free. It's just this fucking doofy looking kid, and I'm like, you know, it's down here with the stuff for sale. I would like this, please. Then we went to another estate sale by Colleen. You've probably heard of Colleen before. Jack wanted to burn his bridges with Colleen. Luckily, we got out of there before he could spit on. On Colleen.
Well, she accosted another one, like, instead of like, hey, welcome, it's, how the hell did you get in there? Are you picking up? What are you doing parking
there? They were down a long drive, explanation, they were down a long driveway in a fancy house, a long, thin driveway, and they had garbage cans pulled in front of the driveway, but somebody ahead of us had pulled them away to get down there to pick something up and not put them back. So Jack was like, okay. Well, you know, there's an arrow pointing, you know, estate sale down here. So, you know, we were getting that feeling that maybe we shouldn't be there, but we'd already headed down there. So it's like, what are you going to do?
It was like a couple hundred yards, too.
It was it was narrow. So it would have been a little fudgy to back out or to turn around or whatever. And meanwhile, the people who were picking up who were ahead of us were, like, smashing into the neighbor's garbage cans and stuff.
Right.
And it was...
They were not happy with me.
It was near the end of the day, and they were a bit testy.
Watch my drawer, would you?
Hey!
Did you hear that one?
No, I did not.
All right. Colleen was not happy with me. And they had like a giant
Colleen
stack.
Colleen loves me.
She does love you.
She does. She likes me a lot. A lot.
Well, that's like Goofus and Gallon.
Sweet Colleen. Sweet, sweet Colleen. Ignore Jack. He's a fool. Oh, look deep into my eyes, Colleen.
She had these beat up Dell, Mickey Mouse, and Bugs Bunny comics.
Some of them look beautiful.
No, so, they were.
Well, they were $2.50 a piece, you know.
Still too much. All from the 50s, not the 40s. Definitely the 40s, you have a shot, but.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were beautiful, but I wasn't going to pay $2.50 for them because I wouldn't have known.
To them, it's half off. To me, $2.50 is retail.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's the thing about Colleen, you can't really wheel and deal. So, like, you know, at another garage show, at a regular garage show, there might have been the opportunity for you to say, how much will you part with all of them for, you know? And you could have probably got all of them for $1 a piece. Ooh, that looks not bad.
Yeah, I'm going up to this one. It's a quarter mile up ahead. We can come back to that one.
Yeah. We're running right on the edge, folks. It's 3:02.
And
running on the edge.
These two are still open till 4.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm saying you've got a timer too, because you've got got important stuff to do.
Well,
I picked up a bunch of CDs at the last place. I almost picked up a scanner, but if it was a bigger scanner, maybe.
One sixteen.
So
this is it up ahead.
So I got me a Grateful Dead double CD set, one from the vault. One of the first like live like CDs. Dawn of the Buffalo Live, another hippie band, an REM document. Bob Dylan, the bootleg series sampler.
Coins.
And Neil Young with Crazy Horse, Live Rust. And two Led Zeppelin live bootlegs. Oddly enough, on CD.
There's a Genesis bootleg, too, for the Skydome.
Anyway, we got another garage sale to go to.
And yeah, two more left. This one and one more. This one's got coins. Coins.
Coins.
Do you get that, bro?
Shiny
reference?
Coins. Hey, if anybody knows anything about gold quarters from 2008, let us know. Johnny Bueno got a gold quarter today. It says 2008 on it.
At first I thought it was her tooth.
It's some Jesus. It might be some Willy Wonka ass shit. Like, nobody's claimed the golden quarter since 2008.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
Dug out from Bill Clinton's ass.
Ooh.
I'm sick and tired of this big shit pushing all shit news. Since the masses with the pictures in the paper.
All right, we're back with the Cowpicks.
Cowpokes.
What did I say?
Cowpicks.
Cowpicks. Holy shit.
You are fried.
I'm fried today. My brain is mush today. I was saying guitar for a lot of things today. I swear they're pumping lead into the air, man.
Yeah, you keep on talking about lead today, too. Like you've got like some up your ass or something.
No, it's because we keep walking into people who talk like they're lobotomized. Mom, I'm thirsty. At least I'm not her. Look, I got myself a bottle of water.
Pure water.
How about that? Pure 7-Eleven water.
How about that? Speaking of...
That 7-Eleven was a pig circus in there, dude. Just people running, just in there, like two cashiers just working people through.
How about that shotgun plunger I found?
I thought that was just a novelty thing to look at, but I think when you pump that sucker, it pushes the poop down.
It sells for $30. I just, there had no price on it. I took a picture of it. I'm good.
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to sell that thing, it's so huge. Packing
yeah.
it up and sending it through the mail and not having it get broken would be almost impossible.
And how do you know if it works or not?
Right, exactly. You can't test it and then sell it. Oh my god, I see this flag. That flag looked like it was sticking out. I thought it was sticking out of the back of that truck, but it was just a trick. It's like a Hollywood special effect. Okay. I'm seeing also. There's a guy on his lawnmower, and I thought it was somebody on their mobility scooter heading down the road. And I'm like, it's a dangerous place to be riding your mobility scooter. Anyway, we're done. We're done. We did it today.
We didn't talk about the last few scores.
What's the last thing you got?
Well, the last thing that I got was that Star Trek 2 Wrath of Khan
poster.
Quarter sheet poster still in the frame. That was an interesting guy. He had all these different coins for sale. And he was advertising coins and movie posters. And he was a very talkative man in a wheelchair of some sort. But he just... Every time you looked at something, he had something to say about it. That was pretty much it. Except the coins. He wasn't really talking much about the coins.
He had a sort of crabby demeanor, but it wasn't a personally, you know? After a while, I realized, he's not crabby. He's actually, in a good mood. But he's probably just a naturally, just kind of, you know, bristly person. But I was like, he was having fun talking to us.
He was.
But he just had that demeanor. It was that was kind of fun.
So I did get the one poster, the Star Trek II Wrath of Khan. It's an original poster, too. It appears to be a quarter sheet poster. He had 20 on it in the frame. The frame's a little beat up, but the poster looks perfect. So $15. We'll see how we do with that one. Maybe some trade bait for... our little friend who runs a comic book price guide.
Oh, you mean the Doors road manager?
Yeah, that guy. So, anyways, what else did I get? There was something else. We went to that last sale, too.
He's listening right now going, badmouth the Doors one more time, motherfucker. One more time.
Oh, I got that box set of Attack on Titan. So I got the four of those, the first four of them in the slipcase. $5.
A lot of people have said that the animated version is better than the manga. But that might be a nice little set, you know, the manga and the animated.
Right, I've got the books and the movies.
The animated stuff is a big deal. You'll definitely be able to sell the...
For $5.
Either one of them, yeah.
I mean, I'm selling anime books.
It's got to be three or four discs, right?
No, those were books.
Those were the first you just got?
Yeah, those are the first four books.
Oh, I thought they were the...
The movies? No.
Did you get the movies before, or is this...
No, I actually had the books before.
Two sets of the books, okay.
Yeah, I've already sold one set.
Okay.
I sell manga books.
Oh, I thought you had the movies, because that would be a nice little set, the movie and the book.
I might. I can look. I might have had, I think I just had Attack on Titan number one, which I bought at the Clarence Flea Market last year, if you remember. I bought all those. Ooh. I think we did that one.
Marie Circle sounds familiar.
4 o'clock. We can still go to it.
Hey, you're the one with the time limit.
I don't have a time limit. But, anyways, so I got that Attack on Titan, the four of those, in the slipcase for $5. Usually I sell Attack on Titan for one book for $5.
So yeah.
That's next week. We'll be there next week, 19th and 20th.
Man, is that like a neighborhood sale?
Yeah, annual neighborhood sale. I'm always concerned about annual because things get fished out, but hey, you never know.
Sometimes they're really good. Yeah, well, you know, it all depends, you know, because sometimes when they have the annual sales, the people tell their friends, and their friends come over and just bring all their stuff to sell at their garage sale, too. So you end up, that happened a lot with in Aldi's old neighborhood.
Why would you just do that? Why can't you just... You know what I mean? The U-Haul's got to pull right out in front of me so they can...
Because they know if they wait, they could end up waiting and waiting and waiting. So, you know, there's people who are aggressive driving. Maybe they're from New York City, man. Maybe they're just a little John Sparacino that's, you know,
There's a lot of people that drive like they're little Mussolinis, man.
What's that, till two? Three to two, so eight, nine, eight to two. Huge sale.
Huge.
Oh, here. Bring that over here. For all the people that love the sound of Velcro.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
Johnny Bueno's got a compression sock on his arm.
It's, yeah. Dragging your ass all over the place. Yeah! Wise guys, see?
Wise guys.
Tacos Tequila.
Tacos and Tequila. I've never heard of that place. We gotta try, maybe we gotta try that out sometime.
Well, there's a sale next week right down the street.
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
I haven't had tacos in a while.
Tacos? That was always a running joke. It was on Phineas and Ferb. How do you say tacos in Spanish? Taco? She thought that was so funny.
You're not gonna get me with Mexican jokes, man. I worked in a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah?
I've heard them all.
Okay.
I'm gonna open a Mexican and soul food restaurant. It's gonna be called Nacho Mama. That's a, that's a Jesus Manuel Duarte joke.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. I think I've the last thing I got were those CDs. I don't think I've gotten any
places. I don't think you got in the last two places. I was the one. You got the stuff at the two estate sales, and then we went to Mill Road, and I got stuff at the two places. No, you got those lights.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking for, like, what I was thinking, you know, what do they call those? The lights that they're round, and you just, like, push on them, you know, the step lights or something.
Right.
But I wanted to get ones that weren't battery powered, but or they were rechargeable batteries, you know, that you could plug in. And I can never find stuff like what I wanted on like Amazon or eBay or anything. And there they were at this. They have they're just long strips with a magnet on the back of them. They're you can either turn them on or they're motion detecting. I might put one down by the cat litter box. So the cat gets a little poop light whenever they go in there.
So. Did we talk about the fact that you've been out of whack all day because you couldn't find your fedora hat?
It's disturbing me. Well, I started to tell the story about how the loaf of bread went missing from our house.
Right.
And then, like, the weird homeless guy that people were warning everybody about that he, like, was kind of this free-roaming guy who's gotten into people's houses before. We're like... Did this guy come in and was hungry and, like, took some bread? Did he take my Fenord hat last night? I don't know. Is somebody creepy crawling like a Manson? Because there's only so many places my hat could be. It's going to turn up in some place. Very obvious when I find it.
Well, if we see some scary-looking dude walking down the street with a Fenord hat, we know.
Oh, there's going to be a beatdown if that happens.
That happened to me years ago when I, like, didn't lock my car and lived on Park Avenue. And all my harmonica's stolen. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next thing I know, I'm, like, trying to freak... I see some kid walking down Park Avenue playing harmonica. It's like, what can you do, right? Couldn't really beat him up. Couldn't really accuse him of it. But that kind of sucked. Anyways, I did a really good job today in getting back some of my record collection. I'm really excited about that Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells record.
Tubular Bells. I was in a car that got totaled when listening to Tubular Bells while we were listening to Tubular Bells.
Wow.
With Ken Moore and John Sparacino in where is it? It's right on the other side of Cincinnati. It's a southern
Dayton?
No, it's out of it's in the next state over.
Oh, Kentucky there.
Louisville.
Louisville.
We were in Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. And we'd just gotten up at... We'd seen the Dead in Cincinnati at the same place where the Deadly Who concert was.
Uh-huh.
And we were even waiting in line to go in. And then we looked down at the ground and there was a memorial built into the... And we're like, oh, here's where everybody got crushed to death. Right where we're standing. And then the next day was a show in Louisville. So basically, it was like right across a border and over a bridge, and we were in the next town. And
literally as soon as we got into Louisville, this girl who was test driving a car with no license T-boned us. Ran a red light and T-boned us in total car. And I was we were sitting in the car. It was in the morning. It was like 8, 9 in the morning. Listening to Tubular Bells, chilling out, going to the Grateful Dead parking lot. And like all of a sudden we look over and see like this girl in a car just screaming and like blam, like we went spinning and up onto the sidewalk. Two of his wheels were crushed underneath his car flat. So John and I actually found a ride home that night with somebody who lived like two doors down from me.
Wow.
In Racquet Club.
That's amazing.
So that was an amazing piece of luck. Ran into him. We didn't know what we were going to do. I had a test. I had a test the next day at 8 in the morning.
Was Ken in school?
No, Ken was out of school. Ken was just like, I'm going to... Ken was just like, I'm going to take the bus.
Yeah, I seem to recall that somehow, some way. But... Wow.
It's because he had one of my dreadlocks stuck up in his car for good luck, and I'm like, that's not good luck, man.
Yeah.
But that's another story. Anyway, we're donezo.
It is a heck of a day today.
Not quite as good as last week, but
we got
pretty good. Yeah, I got to get some good records to look through when I get home.
Records,
so.
CDs.
DVDs. It was a big DVD day for me. Not anything to sell, but like good DVD holes to plug in my collection.
And those bad magazines. Oh, that's going to be the best part. Best part for me until I go home. And
I forgot about those.
Yeah, and I'll go through the ones I have doubles of. I'll send you the numbers so you know about that. Same with the records. I might have some doubles on my records, too.
Yeah.
Like that Urban Cowboy. I might actually have that already.
Well, Urban Cowboys, I mean, it's like... It's like Staying Alive. It's like Grease. They printed out as those albums were like Jaws, you know, and they were like the equivalent, like music wise, of the Spielberg movies when all of a sudden soundtrack albums were like triple platinum albums that everybody had to have. Grease, you know.
Yep.
But,
man, I'm going to have to shower and shave before I take Mom out for dinner.
Just put a clothespin on her nose. She used to live with your dad. She knows the drill.
Yeah, well, we're trying to move beyond that now.
Well, I imagine you smell better. I imagine you fart less in her presence.
I just talk about the shaving piece. Shower to shave. So I don't get the...
Don't forget to shit. If you get a shower and shave, you gotta shit first.
Did I tell you that I actually had a song? I didn't have the actual chords written, but I had it was in my head, a song called Shit, Shower, and Shave.
I can't believe there isn't already a song called Shit, Shower, and Shave.
Shit, Shower, and Shave. Shit, Shower, and Shave. And that's all I had, so...
That's all it really needs, right?
I mean, he already did Goodbye, Mr. Poop, so...
And maybe Shit, Shower, and Shave. Shit, Shower, you know, repeat. Every day. Shit, Shower, and that's a chorus.
Right. I mean, it sounds appropriate, right? It's a good message.
It is.
I mean, even for the ladies out there, they gotta shave, right?
They gotta shit, too.